ॐ मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। I bow down to Krishna, the embodiment of supreme bliss, through whose grace the lame scale mountain and the dumb become eloquent. May Krishna be the guide of our life. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Peace, peace, peace. Ninth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Last time we finished up to verse 22nd, where we find Krishna promised to the devotees that he would carry their necessities if they have one-pointed love and devotion for him or for God. अनन्याश्चिन्तयन्तो मां ये जनाः पर्युपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं भावयामि माम्। I carry their yoga and kshema. I carry their food, clothing, necessities. Those who are nittavijuktanam, those who are attached to me, those who are devoted to me. Verse 23rd. Ye pyanna devata bhaktaha yajante shraddhanitaha yupi mameva kuntiya bhajanti abhidhipurvakam. He says, even those devotees who endowed with faith worship other gods, worship me alone, O son of Kunti, though in a wrong way. Ye pyanna devata bhaktaha. There are some people, they worship various gods to fulfill their various desires. I want to go to heaven. I must worship Indra, the god of, the king of the gods. Or I want to be a rich man. I must worship Kubera, the treasurer of heaven. Then I shall get plenty of wealth. I want name, fame, power, position. I shall worship the god of air. There are various gods with their various powers. And the devotees who seek powers, they worship those gods. Krishna says, they are worshipping with love, with devotion to their respective deities, no doubt. But these ignorant people do not know. They worship me. I am the spirit. I am that pure consciousness which dwells in all gods, which dwells in all beings. Names and forms are different. Tiyami mameva kuntiya jajanti abhidhi purvakam. Adhibhi purvakam means ignorantly worship mameva. They worship me unknowingly, with ignorance. Swami, why, you know, at least they are doing something good, no doubt. Yes. But still the dualistic knowledge is there. Behind their worship, there is motivation. God, fulfill my desires. Still that soul is earthbound. I want you and you in my life. That is unselfish worship, unselfish approach toward God. I love you. I don't expect anything from you. Akashat patati toyam yena gacchanti samudram sarvadeva namaskurum keshavam pratigacchati. As the rain falls from the sky, space, and these different streams move toward the ocean. Ocean is the goal of all these rivers. Similarly, people bow down to God, salute God. All these salutations reach Keshav, the Supreme God. Buddha, Krishna, Ramakrishna, all these different names and forms of the same Godhead. It takes time to understand. Sri Ramakrishna said, Aki Chand roj akashe uthe. The same moon rises in this sky, in this space, in the skies, again and again. Moons are not many. Moons are not two or three or four. Eka Chandra, moon is one. The same moon rises again and again. So same God rises, reincarnates. Or reincarnate is not a good word. Incarnates again and again. Sri Ramakrishna says in one place, in a particular time, same Godhead descended, appeared, and declared, I am Krishna. Same Godhead appeared at a different place, at a different time, and declared, I am Buddha. Same Godhead appeared and declared, I am Christ. Same God is appearing again and again. According to the need of the people, according to the need of the place, this divine incarnation appears. The same moon appears again and again. That is Vedantic outlook. One can meditate on any form he likes. Murti puja. Sometimes you, those who have Judeo-Christian background, formal worship or worship of the images are new to them. But very few people can concentrate on the non-dual aspect of God. The moment you close your eyes, you imagine a form. What form will you imagine? Some people imagine vast ocean, vast mountain, vast meadow, vast space. This is the way most of the people imagine. Swami Vivekananda met a king in western part of India, and he was very much against image worship. Swamiji said, why are you so much anti-image worship? What is wrong? No, Swamiji, we don't care that God is in the stone or in the wood. Then he saw the portrait of the king, and he asked his minister, could you bring down that portrait to me? So it was brought to him. Then he asked the minister, now spit on it. Oh no, I can't do that. He is the king's resemblance. It is king's resemblance. No, no, it is a picture, canvas. And paint. It is, king is not there. King is seated on the throne. He was doing in front of the king. The king is on the throne. Do it right now. Oh, I can't do it. It means I am dishonoring the king. The resemblance of the king and the king are identical. Then Swamiji said to the king, look, your minister is hesitant to spit on your picture. It is mere picture. Then the king understood what Swamiji meant, and he became a disciple of Swami Vivekananda. When we see a temple, we remember God. When we see a lawyer, we think of the court, litigation. When I see a holy man, we remember God. When we see a stadium, we see, remember game, baseball. You see, this association is there. When you see a good picture, divine picture, immediately your mind moves to that direction, toward God. So it is, Sri Ramakrishna said that, you see, people worship different gods according to their different tendencies. But all are worshipping the same God. Next verse. Aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prahuriva cha na tu mam avijananti tatvena shavanti te. For I alone am the enjoyer and the lord of all sacrifices. But these men do not know me in reality. Hence, they fall. Krishna says, sarva jigyanam bhokta, people pour oblation to different deities, repeating different mantras, but all those things come to me. I am the enjoyer. I am the sacrifice. I am the mantra. I am the sacrificer. I am the object of sacrifice. I am everything. I am that pervading, all-pervading consciousness. Bhakta Prabhurevacha, I am the Lord of this whole creation, of the universe. Natu mam abhijananti tvatena. People do not know me in reality. They know me superficially. Oh, Christ, is he not that son of a, of that carpenter? Just see. The villagers of Bethlehem and Nazareth considered Christ was the son of the carpenter because they don't know him really. They know his superficial aspect. You see, when God incarnates, he discloses, he unveils his divinity to the people who love him. Christ disclosed his divinity to his few disciples. Not everybody. Not to everybody. Sri Ramakrishna unveiled his divinity to his few disciples. Not to everybody. So did Krishna, so did Buddha. Why? Because most of the people would misunderstand them. That Krishna says, that avajananti mam mudha manushim tonumashritam param bhavam ajananta mama bhuta mahishwaram. Most of the people are dull-headed. They don't have sufficient knowledge about Godhead. They think that I am a human being. Some people think that I am a coward. I am a shepherd boy. But I am God. Few people understand in that way. Tvatena, that word is very important. I explained this word sometimes ago. Krishna again repeated that word. Tvatena avijananti. You must know fully, wholly, completely. But what do you mean by Swami, wholly, completely? As I said, if you think Christ is a carpenter's son, that means you do not know him fully. You do not know his background. For example, it is God made up his own drama that I shall be born as a son of Mary, Virgin Mary, and then I shall act my divine play. I need some persons who would be my playmates. And he asked them that you go and be born before me and make the stage ready for me. This is sometimes in the stage, you know, in some drama you will find main actor comes after 2-3 scenes. First, you know, the preliminary goes on. So you go and make my stage ready. You, Simon, go and be a fisherman. I shall take you at the right time. You, Mary Magdalene, you go there and do all, you know, wrong works so that I can save you and get the name of Savior. You, Judas, you go and be born there and betray me so that I may be crucified and I may be resurrected. Whole drama was made up by himself when he was in heaven. And then he was born and acted all roles in a beautiful way. That means you know fully, completely. You see, our John, who is acting on the stage, we know John's background, John's family. And we know when John acts in the role of a king, or in Macbeth, he is acting in the role of Macbeth. We know his background and, you know, and his stage life, we know his both sides. But most of the audience do not know his background. He is our John. We know him very well. Or most of the people see that Macbeth, oh, that man is fantastic. He's a wonderful actor. These people are seeing that Macbeth only 3 hours. He's our John. We know him last 40 years. We know his likes, dislikes, we know his background, we know him fully. That Krishna said, Tvatena. You know him on the stage, you know him at the background. In background, if Christ, Krishna, Buddha, Ramakrishna are Godhead. We do not know. Through meditation, we unveil this mystery of God. Shavantite means this, because they do not know me, they come back to this world again. But if they know me fully, there will be no more rebirth for him or her. They will be one with me. Tatvina, do you know what it means? Tatvina? Tatvina means ekatvina, in unified way. I and Krishna are one. When the dualistic knowledge vanishes, unitive knowledge dawns. And when that unitive knowledge dawns, there will be no more rebirth for you. You will attain liberation. You will be one with God. That Krishna said, Chavanti te, they again come back to this world because they do not know me fully. So they go to different gods and goddesses to fulfill their respective desires. Next verse, Janti devabrata devan pitrinyanti pitribrataha bhutani janti bhutija janti madhyajinopima. Those who worship the gods, go to the gods. Those who worship the manis, go to the manis. Those who worship the spirits, go to the spirits. And those who worship me, come to me. Whom you worship, you will get that person's quality. There are various kinds of worshippers in this world. Shatik worshipper, Rajasik worshipper, Tamasik worshipper. Shatik worshippers worship gods. Rajasik worshippers worship ancestors so that they could be famous in this world. Tamasik worshippers worship for occult powers. I shall read the commentary of this Bhagavad Gita for daily living. He wrote an interesting commentary about it. The key to this verse is that we become what we meditate upon. If we meditate for the sake of solving a particular physical problem, often that problem will be solved. If we meditate for the sake of solving some emotional problem, that too can be solved if we are sincere and systematic in our practice. But Sri Krishna says, if you meditate on me, you will go beyond all your problems. As Jesus reassures us, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and everything else will be added unto you. This is practical advice. We cannot find joy by solving a physical problem if we still have a lot of emotional difficulties. If you go to heaven's gate, St. Peter will say, your cholesterol level is less than 220. Your blood pressure is 120 over 70. You don't have any cavities. But what a lot of fear, anger, greed you have. Sorry, old chap, can't admit you this time. Come back again when you have learned a little patience. Similarly, after we have made our fortune, St. Peter will still say, you have shown a lot of enterprise and enthusiasm, but we don't need money up here. Why don't you use it to work for a worthy cause and then come and see me? But if we seek first the kingdom of heaven, all our other needs will be provided for as well. The Hindu tradition has a genius for dramatizing the desires which shape our lives. In the Ramayana, for example, the demon King Ravana is the perfect symbol of selfish power. Ravana has a brother named Kumbhakarna, the personification of indolence and apathy, who sleeps for 6 months of every year. When we sit back and fail to contribute to life, he did not write correct. According to mythology, Kumbhakarna sleeps 6 months and get up one day. And then again he sleeps 6 months, then he gets up for a day. Because when he gets up, he perhaps eat the animals of one forest, you see. He's a demon, our embodiment of laziness and inertia. When we sit back and fail to contribute to life, this verse reminds us we are worshipping Kumbhakarna. When we live for others, we are praying to Ravana to take us to his kingdom and make us his servants forever. In other words, it is we who choose the kingdom to which we go, even in this life, by our choice of what to desire. If we want to go to the kingdom of heaven, it is only appropriate that we not only walk in the other direction. Similarly, Sri Krishna warns, there are those who let their desires entangle them in the past. Ancestor worship is not an exotic custom confined to communities which have yet to enter the modern age. Visit the home of an established family and look at the gallery of paintings and photographs on the walls. Your host or hostess will gladly give you a guided tour. Here is my great-great-grandfather who founded our town. Here is my great-aunt Agatha who dined at Buckingham Palace. I saw in Windsor Palace, you see, in England, that Windsor Castle, that your king is lying down, and the left side, the queen is also lying down. They buried inside the palace in Windsor Castle. I went there. So anyhow, you will see, it is a kind of ancestor worship. Well, this furniture came from George VI. All these furnitures are there. It is ancestor worship. It is true that our great-great-grandparents may have had many qualities worth emulating. For one, they had a simpler way of life from which we can learn a great deal. But we have to use our discrimination and select from the past only what is most helpful for today's world. I understand there is a so special society of people in this country who want to live as they did prior to independence in the days of the British Empire. The tragedy of such people is that often their wishes come true. They can come to live completely in the past, which means that in the present they are no more than ghosts. I tell you, one devotee told me that there is a big banker in Los Angeles. He is from Texas. His whole office, you will hear cowboy music all the time. Well, it's the background of cowboy music. Swami, all the time we have to hear the cowboy music because he is from Texas. He wants to keep the tradition in his big bank in Los Angeles. Just see, it is true. They can come to live completely in the past, which means that in the present they are no more than ghosts. It is very much the same with people who pretend to be others. Whenever my wife and I take a walk in Berkeley or San Francisco, we see people who are pretending to be their favorite movie star or tennis champion or rock musician. Once we went to a restaurant where the waitress was trying to be like Shirley MacLaine. I was tempted to tell her that I was Walter Matthau. By trying to be someone else, these people have no life of their own. They too become ghosts. They are always imitating somebody. Hairstyle, if they see some movie actress has a wonderful hairstyle, immediately people will start to follow that person. You will see this beauty competition, Miss Universe competition will be held in our town. You will find how many people will imitate them. What he meant, that imitation takes a person, this type of imitation, in the wrong direction. If you want to imitate Christ, imitate Buddha, Krishna, Ramakrishna. Here he says that some devotees worship God, some people worship their mainest ancestors, some people worship the spirits for their name, fame, power, position. This worship means they think of them, they imitate them, they follow them. Krishna says that instead of following this person, that person, imitate God, love God, worship God, meditate on God, then your whole being will be saturated with God consciousness. Next verse is a very important verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yume bhakta prajachati tadaham bhaktu purhitam ashnami prajatatmanaha. Whosoever offers me with devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, that I accept. The pious offering of the pure in heart. This is a beautiful verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Patram, leaf, pushpam, flower, phalam, fruits, toyam, water. You me bhakta prajachati, offers me with love, with devotion. Tadaham bhaktu paritam, tadaham, that which is mixed with love, devotion, ashnami, I eat, I accept. Prajatatmanaham means that pure soul, nishkam devotee, the desireless devotee. Now, you see, behind our worship, behind our action, if there is no bhavana, thought, philosophy, it would be drudgery. Once Swami Turiyananda said to a monk, you are serving me, as a result you feel that you are giving me a great service and this and that. Don't be proud. I can engage a servant and can get better service than you. Behind your service, there must be philosophy. That I am serving a holy man without any expectation. Bhavana. You see, there are some people come in the monastery, live in the monastery 20 years, 30 years, but no change, no transformation. Because their bhavana, that thinking, philosophy is not real, is not right. Some people claim, well, I am working in the hospital, I am a doctor, I am working in this hospital, I have 30 years experience. What experience you have? A bull rotates, they call it oil machine. In India, they crush sesame seed, mustard seed, peanut, they put it inside and the bull, rotates and crushes it and oil comes through the hole. That bull may rotate last 20 years, 30 years, it will remain the same bull. That bull will never be a scientist. So a doctor may be in the hospital 20 years, 30 years, he would be just a dull person, incapable person. Main thing is this, your bhavana. What type of attitude? How do you serve your patient? That is the most important thing. Because I took my ochre cloth and I am staying in the monastery, I am a monk. Whereas I think all horrible things in this world. If body does not become monk, if dress does not become monk, it is the inner being. Transformation comes in within a bhavana aspect. You see, in day-to-day life, people cook, people clean the house, people paint the house, wash the clothing. You do so many things. Behind your action, there must be some kind of thinking that I am working for the Lord. Puja, worship, is of two kinds. Formal worship, informal worship. And supreme worship. There are various kinds of worship. Formal worship means I shall come, I shall have to wave light 3 times on the face, 3 times on the chest, 3 times all over the body. Then flower, I shall move three times over the eyes, three times on the middle portion of the body, and three times all over the body. They count. That is called formal worship. Waving that conch shell, you know, three times here, three times there, three times there, they count. That is called formal worship. Just, there is no feeling. And the same person is waving flower. Lord, may I offer my heart to you. Please accept, Lord. This flower is the symbol of heart. Please take me, accept me. With that, he's waving that flower, he is praying, he's thinking something else. He's not counting that face three times, okay. You know, that is the middle portion three times, okay. Next day, did I do it right? I think so. That is one kind of worship. And the other person, perhaps he did not wave the flower even three times or maybe 12 times it gone. Sri Ramakrishna, do you know what would happen in Dakshinasya? Strange thing happened. Sri Ramakrishna started to do arati. And when waving light, waving incense, waving this and that, what happened? One day arati continued for 2 hours. That same light holding in hand, he forgot time, space, causation, everything. Sri Ramakrishna was waving. Then, and this, you see, at that time the musicians also, they play drum, they blow the conch, they ring the bell. That all this big temple music compound, in the compound, that music is going on. Those fellows are tired. That heavy bell, doom, 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 they are hitting those bells. Those fellows are all tired, you know. Then Hridaya was inside. Hridaya heard that today's arati is not over. What is going on? He ran to the... Hridaya was quite a character. He ran and he grabbed the uncle. Uncle, what are we doing? 2 hours over. Is that so, Hridaya? Hridaya grabbed Sri Ramakrishna and stopped his arati. Hridaya did marvelous service to Ramakrishna. You know, he knew how to break master samadhi. He did all that. That is called Pranir Puja. Then he started to worship the Divine Mother and put flower, all flowers is on his own head. And the temple priest saw, all the temple managers and temple officials saw that what Ramakrishna was doing, a mess in the shrine. It is blasphemy. Instead of offering flower to the mother, he put all flowers on his own head. He started to eat the food also in the shrine. My goodness, they could not believe it. It is impossible. Then they, you know, complain. Went to Mathur Babu and Rashmani, and Mathur gave a secret visit and asked the whole worship. Then he told these people, father is doing all right, don't disturb him. He understood that who was Sri Ramakrishna. His whole being was full of the mother. Only his outer case was a human being, but inside was only mother, and no, nothing but mother. That is called real worship. Bhavana. Sri Ramakrishna said, if you give a cow only fodder, it'll bite. But with the fodder, if you make a little oil cake and a little water, gop, gop, gop. If the cow will eat very fast. If I give you a pound cake, you will eat. But if I give 2 scoops of ice cream, it goes very well, soothing. It goes very... Same thing, salad. If you take salad without dressing, it does not go, you know, it is not comfortable. Same thing. That food offering, that food is not the main thing. Main thing is your devotion. You mix that thing with devotion. Master, you see, when Holy Mother used to offer worship or offer food to Sri Ramakrishna or other deities, she used to call, Master, please come, lunch is ready, sit down. That was her mantra. Do you know what we do mantra? I do this Bhang, which is called Angushtavan Mudra, then I shall do the Dhenu Mudra, then I shall repeat mantra and I shall do all these things. This is Pratha. This is my way of doing. And Holy Mother, Master, lunch is ready, please sit down, eat. That is her mantra. I shall say, Om Oing Idang Naiveddam Sarpa Devi Devi Sarupayo Sri Ramakrishnayo Nivedayami. I shall repeat a big Sanskrit mantra. Master, come and have your food. And Holy Mother, food is ready, lunch is ready, why don't you come? Sit down. And she used to watch that light was coming through the picture and touch the food. Just see what difference between their worship and so-called priest's worship. Once on her way from Vishnupur to Jayarambati, they stopped at a place, it is lunchtime. They cooked food in an inn. And what happened, do you know? That cooking vessel broke. It is an earthen vessel, broke. And all cooked rice and dal, everything fell on the ground. And it was late noon. See, Master, see, Holy Mother used to offer food to Sri Ramakrishna at the right time. So what did you do? Did she do? She was a village woman, but strong common sense. She took a leaf plate and took a little food from the top, which it fell on the floor, all food. She took it from the top and put it on a plate, and she used to carry a picture of Sri Ramakrishna and put it on a brick. Master, this is a, today you will have to eat in this way. I have no time and food is fallen. What to do? Please eat right now. This is called real devotion. You see, our tradition tells us which is called real worship. This Krishna's verse has been demonstrated. This Gita was written 3,000 years ago. And this 3,000 years ago's scripture has been demonstrated recently by Ramakrishna, by Holy Mother, by the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, by our Vedantic tradition. These mantras are true. Swami Nikhilananda, the disciple in New York, he was a police officer. And one day he explained this verse to that person. And he had a kitchen garden. You see, New York, all these, you know, apartment buildings, second floor, and he has a kitchen garden. And in the balcony, you know, they hang on the flower vases, they make some flowers. So this man read the Gita and he applied the Gita as it is. He started to pick flower, one every day, and would offer to the Lord. When all flowers are gone, he started to pick leaves and offer to the Lord. But Krishna said that, patram, pushpam, phalam, tvayam, leaf, flower, fruit, water. Whatever they give, I accept. So he started to take leaf one after another from that small, you know, New York, that hanging garden in the apartment building. So that man, that police officer's wife was so upset. She became furious. She went to Swami Nikhilananda and said, what type of teaching you gave to my husband? He has started to destroy my whole garden. All flowers are gone. Now he is right and left breaking my flower plants. What type of teaching you have given to my husband, you see, here people take everything literally. One interesting incident I shall tell you. Swami Turiyananda was the guest of Kalipada Ghosh, a Bohemian devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. He was a drunkard. And Master told him that before you drink, first offer to the mother. So he opened the bottle and put wine, you know, in a glass. And in the evening, he was holding in front of the Divine Mother. He was praying and crying, Mother, please accept it, please accept it. He was praying and crying and crying and crying. And this direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna was watching. Blessed is his soul and blessed is his drinking habit. He is drunk. He is going to be drunk. But what a devotion he was showing to the Divine Mother. Mother, please accept this wine and bless me. So Sri Ramakrishna taught them in a mysterious way. In this way, their drunkenness will go away, you see. with devotion. You will have to offer whatever you have with devotion, with love, with feeling. Sometimes we watch some people do not know how to serve. You know, they throw on the plate. Oh no. One day Holy Mother scolded her niece. You know, that person was not a Brahmin, sat for food. And she was giving dal like that, you know, that throwing ball as if you were throwing baseball. Like that, you know, you know, throwing food. Mother said, is it the way that you are serving food to a human being? You get out from this place, I shall serve. With love, with feeling. Yeah, I remember when we were in Trubuga Monastery. There was a boy, you know, the novitiate. He was so, when he would give food to me, I was, sometimes I feel that the whole thing will come out. So nasty. Suppose, you know, eating that fried chicken and licking his finger, and then he will scoop ice cream, and with finger he was pushing the ice cream on the bowl. I told another monk, brother, I shall never take ice cream in this place. Nasty. And that is ice cream from that place, you know, that ice cream they offer to Sri Ramakrishna also in the shrine. Means that person is staying in the monastery 12 or 13 years. No identification, no feeling. Because he is a monk, you know, staying in the monastery, he is great, not necessary. Licking the hand and with the finger, you know, putting the ice cream on the bowl. I cannot eat that. Whole thing will come out. You see, Gita is a very, very practical literature, I tell you frankly, if you know how to read it. Take each verse and see his application, how it can be applied in our day-to-day life. Latu Maharaj used to say, what is worship? God's thing, you will have to give to God. This whole creation belongs to God. Fruits, flowers, sweets, corn, crop, vegetable, whatever you have, everything belongs to God. So you are giving God's thing to God, what is glory? Then he gave an example. That example I shall never forget. You are a rich man and you have an orchard. Once a week you visit your orchard. And you have some gardeners, some caretakers also in the orchard. The caretakers saw a beautiful ripe apple. So he picked it up and saved it for you. During the weekend when you visited your orchard, this caretaker brought that beautiful, well-ripe apple and said to you, Master, this well-ripe apple I got in the orchard, this is for you, please take it. I was afraid that this beautiful apple would be pecked by a bird, so I protected it. Now, you are the owner, you know very well that orchard is mine, that apple tree is mine, that apple is mine, this man is my paid servant, and he is giving my apple. What is his glory? His glory is his thoughtfulness and his love for the master. That is extra. That you cannot get by money. The fruit is there. You go. Pick it up. I don't care whether it is pecked by the fruit, by the birds or not. That is extra. That you cannot get by money. That is called puja, worship. That is called real devotion. So our attitude would be, you know, whenever we offer anything, with love, with devotion. Everything, your body. Somebody said to Sri Ramakrishna, sir, the Brahmos, you know, they don't care for ritualistic worship. Sir, what is the use of, you know, giving God's thing to God? That, you know, fruits and sweets, all these things we offer to God, you are giving God's thing to God. What is the glory? Sri Ramakrishna says, sir, how do you perform your worship? Well, we worship the Lord through our mind. We meditate on the Lord. Is not the mind belong to God? Your body and mind, do they not belong to God or they are yours? Sri Ramakrishna silenced that man in no time. your ears, your eyes, your mind, your senses, all those things also belong to God. Once Krishna became the guest of Vidura, a holy man, the uncle of Arjuna, he was a very, very spiritual and person. And one day he was not at home. Krishna went for food. And his wife was at home. His wife said that we are poor people, we don't have anything to feed you, Lord. Only I have a banana, ripe banana. Krishna said, all right, bring that banana, I shall eat that banana. So she peeled the banana and with out of exuberant devotion, she forgot to give the banana. She peeled that leaf, you know, that skin of the banana that he gave to Krishna. And Krishna was eating that banana skin. In the meantime, her husband came and said, what are you doing? Well, out of exuberant devotion, I forgot to give banana to Krishna. I gave the leaf. Oh, sorry, the skin. So Krishna ate the skin with love. You see, devotee gave, so he ate the skin. I'm glad that it is only banana skin. It is soft. It is also not very bad. But if some other skin, it would be horrible. Hope Krishna would swallow that because he promised that. Aham ashnami, I eat. One day in Dakshineshwar, a poor widow brought some jilipi, some cheap sweet, for the master. It was Sunday. Sri Ramakrishna's room was packed with people. So she was reluctant to offer the cheap present, you know, some jilipi to Sri Ramakrishna. So she, you see, how you have seen that, how Indian women use shari. So she hid that sweets under her cloth and was waiting in Nahabad, that concert tower, and was thinking, well, perhaps I shall see the master from a distance and bow down to him and then I shall leave. All of a sudden, Sri Ramakrishna left his room. His room was packed with people. He left the room and came straight to Nahabad and said to that woman, I am very hungry. Did you bring something for me? And that woman, that poor widow, with tearful eyes, opened that few jilipis, and Sri Ramakrishna started to eat very fast and blessed her. And again he returned to his room. Bhakti, real devotion, is absolutely necessary to bring transformation in spiritual life. Behind your action, there must be philosophy, bhavana, feeling. Bhavana means feeling. All right, this is our last class before summer. After puja after summer vacation, we shall again start the Bhagavad Gita. We could not finish the chapter 9. We finished up to verse 26. If you have any questions, please ask. What? Death. Oh, yes, now to answer, right. Five kinds of deaths. Devarin, the debt to the gods. Pitririn, debt to the Mainis, ancestors. Rishirin, debt to the seers of truth. Nririn, debt to human beings. Bhutarin, debt to animals and birds. Means we shall have to sacrifice something for these people. Ancestor worship in every religion you will find this ancestor worship. In some form or other. We remember our founding fathers in this country. That is also ancestor worship. If you go to Springfield, New Salem, you will find that Still, Lincoln's memory is very vivid in the whole town. Very vivid. Land of Lincoln. The heritage we got from him, people remember. Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, Mrittor Ma Amritam Gamaya, Avir Avir Ma Yedhi, Rudra Yatte Dakshinam Mukham, Tinamam Pahi Nityam, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through and through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace. Peace, peace be unto all.